The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present Best Jazz Age Stories by F. Scott Fitzgerald, read by Alexander Scorby. These stories are complete and unabridged. Babylon Revisited.
"And where's Mr. Campbell?" Charlie asked.
"Gone to Switzerland. Mr. Campbell's a pretty sick man, Mr. Wales."
"I'm sorry to hear that.
And George Hart?" Charlie inquired.
"Back in America, gone to work."
"And where is the Snowbird?"
"Oh, he was in here last week. Anyway, his friend Mr. Schaefer is in Paris."
Two familiar names from the long list of a year and a half ago. Charlie scribbled an address in his notebook and tore out the page.
"If you see Mr. Schaefer, give him this," he said. "It's my brother-in-law's address. I haven't settled on a hotel yet." He was not really disappointed to find Paris was so empty, but the stillness in the Ritz bar was strange and portentous. It was not an American bar anymore. He felt polite in it, and not as if he owned it. It had gone back into France. He felt the stillness from the moment he got out of the taxi and saw the doorman, usually in a frenzy of activity at this hour, gossiping with a chasseur by the servants' entrance. Passing through the corridor, he heard only a single bored voice in the once clamorous women's room. When he turned into the bar, he traveled the 20 feet of green carpet with his eyes fixed straight ahead by old habit, and then, with his foot firmly on the rail, he turned and surveyed the room, encountering only a single pair of eyes that fluttered up from a newspaper in the corner. Charlie asked for the head barman, Paul, who in the latter days of the bull market had come to work in his own custom-built car, disembarking, however, with due nicety at the...